It's time for Uncle Joe's Laughter at 45 After.
I say with pride, Laughter at 45 After, supported by good friends at Frontier Toyota in beautiful Valencia, where they don't close deals, they open relationships. Today, for this Friday, we have the very funny Brian Regan. Just went through a breakup of sorts.
Back in that world, man. Went through a breakup. People say, what happened? What led to the breakup? Was it a big thing? I don't know. Depends how you look at it. We couldn't agree on the definition of this exit and next exit. I was driving. So she said, okay, get off at the next exit. So I pulled off. Why did you get off here? I just told you to get off at the next exit. I thought we could get off here and buy a dictionary. Look through it. Look at words and definitions and such. It's fun to find out word meanings. So I dropped her off at the next exit. Am I understanding it correctly? You ever have a friend use a word that's so awkward you consider dropping them as a friend? Like cinema? We had this couple over. They kept using that word like it was a normal word for people to use. My wife and I like to attend the cinema. We went to the cinema Friday evening, and we usually attend the cinema a couple times a month. Do you enjoy the cinema? Can you get out of my house? Because we's all going to the movies. Another word like that is cat's up. That word is dangling from a thread. I had these distant relatives over. My kids were with me, and someone said, would someone please pass the cat's up? It was a showstopper. I had to huddle up with my kids. He means ketchup. Pass that. Don't worry. You're never going to have to see them again. You're not allowed to hear those words in this house. Some words only some people are allowed to use. Other people aren't allowed to use certain words, like mansion. The only people who are allowed to use that word are people who don't live inside one. It always has to be about someone else's house. Have you seen where they live? They live in a mansion. People in it are disqualified from ever calling it that. No one's ever allowed to say, well, things seem to be winding down here at the restaurant. I have an idea. Why don't we all head back to my mansion? You won't need directions. You'll see it. It looks down upon all your homes. I think people have delusions of grandeur about their own homes. What in the hell is an infinity-edged pool? Are people trying to fool their house guests? Why, Harry? Why, where does your pool end? Well, for all you know, it never ends. We had house guests last week. One went swimming laps. We ain't seen him since. He's stuck somewhere out in the middle of infinity. For an infinity-edged pool to work, don't you have to live on the ocean? Or maybe a lake so it blends in? Otherwise, it's like, man, your pool looks like it goes right into that chain-link fence.
Brian Regan on the Laughter at 45 After, supported by Niederlander Concerts, presenting Rodney Carrington at the City National Grove of Anaheim on the 31st of this month. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Tell them you heard about it on 100.3 The Sound.